Preparations are underway for crimes against humanity trials at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, according to an ICC insider who reveals that key figures from the globalist establishment are set to be sacrificed on the altar of public outrage for their crimes in the elite's failed COVID pandemic. The globalist elite have made the last 3 years hell for the majority, but we have held strong, maintained our dignity, and exposed their lies one by one. Now our abusers have been backed into a corner, they are being forced to admit the lies they've spun, and they want us to forgive and forget. But that's not going to happen. It really isn't. The people are waking up. And since they are waking up and realizing the nightmare of the last 3 years was created intentionally by the globalist elite, the people are rising up and demanding justice. This has led to an understanding on the part of the elite that they need to throw a few of their own under the bus in order to placate the masses. And while it will be gratifying to see key players from the COVID pandemic face justice in charges of crimes against humanity, it's worth keeping in mind that we have been here before, when the Nazi leadership of the Third Reich were put on trial at Nuremberg. In all, 199 defendants were tried, 161 were convicted, and 37 were sentenced to death for crimes against humanity and war crimes. But the death of these key players of the Third Reich did not mean the end of Nazism. It was simply a ruse for the elite to retain control. Ultimately, the Nazis just rebranded and tried again under a new disguise. Nazi scientists and doctors were exported to the United States, and Europe was overrun by globalist organizations featuring children and grandchildren of the Nazi leadership. Schwab, Soros, and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen are just a few examples of globalist leaders with direct ties to the Nazi leadership that was supposedly eradicated at Nuremberg. And these globalist leaders are continuing their work in a new disguise. There is plenty of evidence to prove that major players knew exactly what they were doing all along. This includes Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, and big pharma CEOs including Stefan Bancel of Moderna and Albert Bourla of Pfizer. There will be no "I was just following orders" defense for these characters at Nuremberg 2.0. There is also plenty of evidence that politicians in every World Economic Forum infiltrated country knew exactly what was going on too. And the evidence continues to emerge. This week in the UK, journalist Isabel Oakeshott passed over 100,000 leaked WhatsApp messages to The Telegraph, revealing that senior government ministers discussed when to deploy the next variant to frighten the pants off the public. Health Secretary Matt Hancock's private messages reveal that the British government deployed the new variant to intimidate people into getting the vaccine. Tell me how this is any different to the behaviour of terrorists.
Two years ago, they couldn't wait to see how many people had died. Death counts were on every single news station, front page of every paper, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now, people are literally dropping like flies, and nothing.
This is Aaron Russo, a filmmaker and former politician. To his left is Nicholas Rockefeller of the infamous Rockefeller Banking and Business Dynasty. After maintaining a close friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller, Aaron eventually ended the relationship, appalled by what he had learned about the Rockefellers and their ambitions.
And then I said to him, what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with the chip, with the RFID chip, and have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
So there's this phenomenon going on the internet right now. You can look up Bluetooth challenge videos. Normally, Bluetooth devices have a name on them. So if you go to your phone and you turn on your phone and you see like somebody's car Bluetooth or something, or
you can tell,
phone.
You can pretty much tell what it is.
But what's happening is that now when you go into a crowded room full of vaccinated people, all these anonymous Bluetooth addresses start showing up on your phone, or their anonymous MAC addresses, or a lot of them, people going on airplanes, and basically everybody's emitting a signal.
Anyone who's taken an injection.
You don't have to beg, you don't have to plead, you don't have to perform a special ritual or say a special prayer. You don't even have to give an offering. None of those things can bring forth healing and deliverance. Only the power of the Holy Spirit can.
Everything that Jesus was anointed to do while he was here upon the earth, you and I, in principle and in practice, are anointed to do today. When you step into the divine authority that God has given to us vicariously through Christ, when you step into that divine authority, you step into his office, you step into that power, and he releases unto you the ability to do.
When the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us gods that shall go before us." The Golden Calf altar has been recognized as an archaeological site by the Saudi government. They erected a fence around it in an effort to preserve the site. On the ground, we can see large boulders that comprise the base of the altar. These figures resemble to Egyptian god Hathor, the god of prosperity. The The bull was placed in high esteem in Egypt, where the children of Israel were slaves for 400 years. So they created images that were natural to their rebellious heart. The judgment of these idolaters were great, as 3,000 men fell by the sword that day. An enclosed primitive graveyard can be found not so far from the Golden Calf altar. This is most likely the location where they buried the corpse of the idolaters.
An empty house can sometimes give off a rather creepy vibe. Perhaps it's the fact that there's no signs of human activity, such as voices, footsteps, or laughter. The absence of these familiar sounds may make the environment feel eerie and unnatural. In this video, posted to Reddit by puzzleheadedsnow23, we see the camera holder walking through an empty property. There's little context provided, however, it seems that they might be creating the clip for a potential buyer. As they make their way through the bare space, take a look at what they inadvertently captured on camera. If we watch that again, you can actually see a woman in the background. According to the poster, only two people were inside the apartment when the video was taken, leaving little room for explanation as to the figure's origin. Furthermore, one observant viewer notes that the figure seems to disappear before entering the next room, further adding to the mystery. If you're still not convinced, take a look at what the camera catches later in the video. It appears to show a strange mist or shape moving on top of or just behind the kitchen countertop. So could the spirit of a woman be haunting this apartment? Perhaps this is the reason why the property's up for sale in the first place. So what would you do if you were in the market for a new house and the realtor sent this video? Would you snap up the chance to potentially live alongside a restless spirit or run away and hide? Let me know down below.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Haim is a band of three sisters. I actually like their music. I used to listen to it. They're seen here doing prayer hands. Who are they praying to? The one on the right is doing the vow of silence here. Now she's doing the 666 sign. They are standing on the Freemason checkerboard. The girl in the fur coat is hiding her hand the way a Freemason would do. The girl in the leather jacket on the right is hiding her hand the way a Freemason would do. And the best picture of the bunch, all three of them are hiding their hands the way Freemasons do. Please use your discretion and discernment in all things in this biblical world that we all live in. God bless you.
I need deliverance from porn, smoking pot, video games, and anger.
What's your name?
Joel.
God loves you, Joel. Okay, let's pray for you, huh? Let's bleed together, okay, Joel? And I just want to honor your humility, Joel. And, you know, God exalts the humble. Mighty name. Put your head up. Come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name. It's coming out. 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 In Jesus' name. Do you consecrate yourself to Jesus?
What, sorry?
Do you consecrate yourself, give yourself to Jesus for holy living?
No, I haven't. I should.
Would you like to?
Yes.
Because your body is his temple. So you're making a decision that this temple will belong to him, will be holy unto him.
Yes, I do.
Amen. That's the power of God moving in you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Healing for eyesight, right foot. Praise God. What's wrong with your eyesight?
It's just deteriorating at the moment, and I have to...
Right foot? What's wrong with your foot?
I broke a couple of bones, and they've just taken all the metalware out, and there's still a bit of pain and scar.
That's the power I got on your foot. That's the power I got on your foot. Okay. Okay, go for a walk. Off you go, Suzette. You're okay now. Okay, come on back. What's happening?
I'm walking normally.
Any pain?
No.
No pain?
No pain.
So you felt that, did you?
Yeah.
What did you feel when we were praying for her?
It's like a big surge of power.
That's the power I got on you, boys. Power I got on you, boys. Delivering him from epilepsy. Power I got on Albie, Emerson. That's the power I got on you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Teresa, what do you feel happening?
I don't know.
That's the power of God in your eyes, Teresa. Power of God in your eyes. Power of God in your eyes. In Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed. So I'm praying for the trust property, all right, Sarah? I'm praying for the trust property. I can't explain it to you, but the trust property is being stubborn. It doesn't want to go anywhere. It's like a sickness. It's stubborn. This trust property is because you've tried a number of times over some time. Tell us.
Over at least 4 years of trying to get some movement and freedom. And
so your trust property is spiritually being released. because there'd be no way of selling it unless God intervened. So right now, the hindrance, the thing that's been binding this trust property, is coming off it, okay? In Jesus' name, power of God flowing in your relationships too, in the family. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.